On today's show, after a series of losses, GM gets a win, Toyota continues its North American shakeup, and a couple of plug-ins take their bow in China. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 16th of 2015. GM just got a significant victory regarding its ignition switch fiasco. A U.S. bankruptcy judge ruled that the automaker is protected from lawsuits before its 2009 bankruptcy. Most of the suits were in regards to lost vehicle value, in which plaintiffs were seeking up to $10 billion in compensation. But as we've told you, resale values haven't been dropping for GM vehicles. This means the company will be spared from billions of dollars in liability costs. But this isn't the end of the issue. The judge also said that suits can be still brought against the company for its conduct post-bankruptcy. Yesterday, we told you about the upgrades coming to the ELR in 2016. And the good news is, you won't have to pay more for it. The company announced that it's slashing the price by $10,000. The plug-in currently costs $68,000 after tax credits, but next year, it drops to $58,000. This isn't too shocking. Sales of the ELR are going nowhere. In the first quarter, the company sold just over 300 models. And in related news, GM confirmed to the Detroit News that the name of its new EV will not be changed, and it will continue life on as the Bolt. The model debuted earlier this year at the Detroit Auto Show, and many wondered if the name would change because it sounds so much like Bolt. But GM says the name is a good fit. But what do you think? Are they making a mistake? And we'll be back with more electrified news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Volvo is expanding its lineup of plug-in hybrids for global markets, with the S60L going on sale later this month in China. Both the car and powertrain are manufactured in the country, which is a 2-liter four-cylinder gasoline engine mated to a rear axle-mounted 50-kilowatt electric motor. And when combined, you get over 300 horsepower of all-wheel drive fun. But don't think the automaker is stopping here when it comes to hybrid vehicles. It also announced that it will introduce 2 new variants every year in the coming years. And while we're on the topic of plug-in hybrids, Peugeot just took the wraps off this radical 500 horsepower 308 R hybrid. That power comes from a 1.6-liter gas engine mated to a 85-kilowatt electric motor and a 6-speed gearbox. 60 miles per hour can be hit in just 4 seconds. The bodywork has been reshaped, stretched, and massaged to give it that 500-horsepower look and to help the engine suck in more air. As of now, the 308R hybrid is just a glimpse of the potential for a future ultra-sport model. Coming up next, Toyota makes a big change in North America, and Hyundai is number one in China.
Bridgestone tires perform best when you need it most.
Like when golf commentator David Faraday is on his way to work.
Let's go.
David has the Bridgestone Turanza tires.
And now we drive.
Engineered with Serenity technology to absorb road noise for a quiet ride.
So quiet. Is this a golf whisper? No. This is a golf whisper.
Toyota is continuing its shakeup in North America. Last year, the company announced it's moving its headquarters from California to Texas, and now it's realigning its manufacturing operations. The company will build a new $1 billion plant in Mexico, which will have an annual capacity of 200,000 vehicles. That facility will produce the Corolla starting in 2019. Its Canadian plant, which currently builds the Corolla, will then switch to produce what the company says are mid-sized, higher-value vehicles. Toyota is making the shakeup to support its new modular TNG architecture. While Hyundai may not be the best-selling brand in China, but it's number one in the minds of consumers. According to the China Brand Power Index, the South Korean automaker beat out VW and Buick as the top mass-market brands in the country. BYD was the highest-ranked Chinese automaker, according to the survey. This is good news for Hyundai Kia, because as we said yesterday, it's hot on the heels of GM and Renault Nissan for the number 3 and number 4 spots in global automotive sales. And don't forget to tune in later today for this week's AutoLine After Hours. This week is our quarterly reporter roundtable where anything goes. Joining the panel to talk about topics like chaos at VW, Fast and Furious 7, and the state of electrics are Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press and About.com's Aaron Gold. So tune in today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for AutoLine After Hours. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.